gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
3, 2. Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me today as the one, the only DTF. And we got Mr. Fire here. I was going to say something else, but I decided not to say your email address.
Sex Predator 69?
Yes.
We're going to keep up with this joke, man. I'm just trying to hit a handy over here, and you guys are calling me Sex Predator. God damn it, I'm just trying to hit a handy. Not a sandy.
Well, boys, we're 7 weeks through, going on to week 8 of the NFL season. Lots of solid matchups this week. But first, we finally got our World Series matchup between the Rangers and the D-backs. So, Dylan, congratulations on that one.
The D-bags are going to win it all.
You're going to take the D-bags over the Rangers?
Yep. I think that the D-bags have a more complete team. Plus, why not?
I respect that. I like the underdog story.
I'm just not. I mean, like, you look at it, they were only in this playoffs because they were in that wild card game. And it's crazy to think that, you know, wild card teams can and will go to the World Series if, you know, they follow the right path. And they certainly did.
Well, yeah, it basically they basically only made it because of one missed catch. Is what did it all. So I like the story. And I also like that both of these teams were pretty much god awful 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like absolutely dog shit records. And then 2 years later.
Yeah. Like 100 plus losses, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Crazy how the team can turn around. Let's get the tribe like that. 500. That's all you got to be, man. Get in. That's all you got to be.
Yeah.
I need to get back to that World Series.
Jason, who are you taking in that World Series?
What's that?
Who are you taking, Rangers or D-bags?
I would think the Rangers. I think in the playoffs and the World Series especially, you got any guys that can just hit the long ball, right? And you get the crowd rolling, go off of that, so... I'll take the Rangers in this series.
Okay. I will say I like the Rangers uniforms better. The new ones.
Is that a big deciding factor for you?
It low-key made it tough. It made it tough. I love those baby blue ones that they wear.
Fair enough.
But we have a couple of other things to talk about before we get into our Week 8 preview. I want to hear your guys' take on this. Dennis Smith Jr. of the Brooklyn Nets, who are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, claims that a hot dog is not a sandwich, but a taco. Do you agree?
I've thought that for a while, but then wouldn't you argue that the opening is the same as like a sub? So would every sub be a taco? So wouldn't you just call a hot dog a sub?
It could be. I never thought about it that way. No. I thought that was funny that you called it a taco.
I don't eat hot dogs, so I'm out on this topic.
You're not the glizzy gobbler?
No, hell no, man. I don't eat hot dogs unless they got chili on them. So if you think about it, it's kind of like a taco, right? Because you don't eat a taco with just meat. You got to have like cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, some sort of sauce on there. Like a sandwich, you can just slap a piece of bread, piece of ham on there, call it a day or some bullshit like that. But a taco, you got to have shit on it. A hot dog, I'm not just eating a hot dog, a bun and a hot dog. Hell no. Give me some chili, some onions. So it's kind of like a taco. You're right. It's a taco.
All right. I respect it. One last thing. I don't know if you guys saw but Marvin Jones of the Detroit Lions stepped away from the team. He was going to take a temporary leave for some family matters and just immediately got released for it. He played for the organization for a long time before leaving for Jacksonville a little bit. I thought that was pretty strange.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first time we had seen like someone just immediately get released after just stepping away.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked into it a little bit, but I couldn't find anything, so I have no clue.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what was going on or anything. It was just kind of out of the blue.
I mean, he could have cancer or something, and there was no physical way they thought he could play, but I mean, that's pretty shitty if that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough scene. I think he's probably just kidding. I was gonna say he's probably smoking cigarettes and that's why they let him go. But if Dan Campbell, one of his players, was smoking cigarettes, he'd be top of the line first string. So that's exactly. Out of the question.
Exactly. Okay. Or if he had a Zenichino in, absolutely.
Yeah. They might, you know, some other guys might cut him for that, but Dan Campbell's gonna start his ass.
Exactly.
What do you guys think about Chris Olave getting pulled over saying I play for the Saints?
And
I'd probably do the same thing, but I don't play for the Saints.
Yeah.
Going 75 and a 35 or 70 and a 35. Come on, man.
Okay, but what's are up you with gonna Derek Carr? I think maybe a fine is one thing, but if, I saw some people talking, oh, Olave might not play in the league again. I'm like, no way. He didn't pull a Henry Ruggs or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's up with Derek Carr's receivers doing that?
Makes him have a bunch of drinks and start driving around, I guess.
Yeah, he's turning his whole team into alcoholics.
No DUI.
How bad of balls he's throwing.
Yeah. Did you hear that soundbite that was caught on one of the Jags D-lines mics?
No. What was it about?
There was a video. There was a clip, and the soundbite was the defensive lineman running around, and it was when Derek Carr threw that ball, and Chris Olave like stopped in the middle of his route, and he was basically just screaming at Olave, like, what the fuck? Keep running. And it was just like he was getting on him. But
oh, that I don't think I thought you said from like a Jags player. I did hear that.
Well, yeah, it was Derek Carr, but it was picked up by that Jags mic.
Oh, okay.
That offense, dog piss.
That's all.
They threw the ball 55 times, and he probably didn't even have over 300 yards. It's pathetic.
That is pathetic. So, I don't know. They have all the weapons.
So many weapons, too.
They have all the weapons they need. But all right, let's go ahead and get into this week 8 preview. Thursday night or tonight, we have the Bucks versus the Bills. I honestly am not sure who I'm liking in this game. I don't want to say the Bills.
Yeah, I don't think it's as far apart as people think. Definitely not an 8.5 point spread by any means.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
But could this be the game that, you know, Josh Allen comes back and reminds everybody who he is? I just don't think they're that team this year.
Yeah, me either. I think there were actually quite a few analysts that had them not even making the playoffs this year, which I thought was crazy at the time, but I don't know.
Well, if they lose this game, they're definitely looking like they're not going to go in.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight for them.
I'm actually going to go ahead and take the underdog here and pick the Buccaneers 8.5 point spread. I don't know if I'm going to do money line yet, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Oh, so you're going to take the spread over the money line?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it really could go the Bills' way, but it's going to be close.
I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Bucks money line. I'm going to go with the underdog on the road.
Straight up?
Just straight up. plus 340.
God bless. Trying to hit a handy, right? Not a Sandy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Bills are just banged up. And the offense goes through Diggs. You know? Yeah. So if they can't get him the ball, it's just they look like dog shit. And I'm not entirely sure what's going on there and why they've looked like piss the past couple weeks, because the Sunday night game I didn't watch, and last week I didn't watch any of it. But I'm just going to take Stephon Diggs' touchdown. You got to bet the primetimers, like I always say. Now, I don't really like betting on Baker Mayfield, so I don't like the 8.5 with the Bills, but I don't like the 8.5 with the Bucks and Baker Mayfield. I mean, I think it could be ugly on both sides.
Yeah, I think I'll tell you on the Diggs touchdown. I'm not doing receiving yards, though. I don't know if you saw my parlay that lost by 2 yards last week.
How many yards?
Diggs yards. He had 58. I needed 60.
Oof. That's what I'm talking about. He only had 58 yards. No wonder why they lost.
Yeah, absolute Sando.
Yeah, that's a definition of a Sando. That's like you sure get five a lot almost.
Yeah. Well, I had an even worse Sando last week for the Browns-Colts. I had a Browns defensive or special teams touchdown, Browns money line, and all I needed was Cooper to get 3 catches.
That's bad.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the easiest one. Oh, I had Jerome Ford touchdown on that too.
That's a nice ticket there, if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, it was a nice payout, and I thought I was going to get paid, but no.
Before we go any farther here, I went back and looked here, not counting the first time I was on this, giving out all sorts of 2-touchdown scores, all sorts of bullshit, but against a spread, the picks that I've gave out on this show are 6-5. So, you know, we're just floating above 500, probably down half a unit or up half a unit. But, you know, we're winning. Got to keep that trend going here. So we're going to stick to the basics, get after it, try and get a handy, not a Sandy. And we need Grando. You know what I mean? I cannot wait for when I come on this show and I'm sitting in Paris. and that's not Paris, France. That's Paris, Las Vegas. It's going to be electric.
I love it.
That's going to be electric.
It. Oh, absolutely.
Live. All right. Well, I had to go on that rant.
No, you're good. All right, let's go ahead and move into the Patriots at Dolphins. I really don't even know where to go with this one either, man. We've seen this already.
We saw this matchup already once. This is the second time these guys have played each other this year. Dolphins walked away with a somewhat decently easy victory, I would say. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was close by any means on Sunday. I think it was a Sunday night football game, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolphins are heavily favored. I think in this one, you just take the easy one and pick the Dolphins money line. Thought it was strange that they announced that the Patriots released their backup quarterback, Malik Cunningham, after just signing him to a 3-year deal. Odd.
Yeah, that is a little weird. I think I'm going to go ahead and take the easy one. Give me a Tyreek Hill touchdown. And then I might even just throw another one on there. Tyreek, 8 catches or 8 receptions.
Interesting.
I like that for the fantasy team, you know?
Yeah.
Every week, let's get the boys running here. Let's just let them run, score a bunch of fantasy points. Last time they played Mostert, I had a big day, and I had him on the bench, the only loss of the season, to Dylan. After I told him all week I was going to start Mostert, and I said, no, that's a bad idea. So, but the Miami Dolphins have covered 4 out of the last 5 in this matchup, and I will be taking the 9 in Miami with the Dolphins. Why not? Let's go. Let's get the boys running. Go Finn.
It's 9 on your app?
Yeah, I'm looking at Caesars.
9.5 on DraftKings.
Well, let me actually check that. I was on Action. If you guys have ever heard of that app.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I like looking on there. I'm going to check real quick what it's at. I mean, 9, 9.5, it don't matter to me. I'm going to take it. I got 9 on Caesars. It's a 1 o'clock game, too. That's like one that's like they're just going to run them out the stadium, I feel like.
Yeah.
I would think so.
4 of the last 5 covered. Let's rock and roll.
Yes, sir. Next. And then next matchup, we got another rematch from recent. We got the Eagles at Commanders. Dylan, you didn't have anything else to say about that last game, did you?
Nope, I was moving on to this one.
Oh, okay, perfect. I was just making sure. Looks like we got Commanders as the dogs. Not a surprise. Dylan, what are you taking in this game?
This is going to be one where I don't think it's not going to be pretty. I think the Washington Commanders have kind of fallen off as of late. I think that Philadelphia Eagles are going to cover the 6.5 point spread.
Okay, so you have them covering the spread on this one. I'm going to go ahead and take A.J. Brown touchdown. I always feel like that's just a safe bet. But I don't know. The spread scares me at 6.5 right now, just because it is a divisional matchup. And for whatever reason, the Commanders always play the Eagles tough. So it has me a little bit worried about the spread. So yeah, I'm going to stick safe with A.J. Brown touchdown. And I'm just going to leave it at that right now. Debating on whether I want to do something with Jalen Hurts, but his whole knee brace story kind of has me a little bit worried on rushing yards.
Yeah, I would love this to get to 7. Might even buy it to 7. And, you know, just take a little less on the odds, but give me a 0.5 point maybe. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders. I love – they always – play him close. In the last 5 matchups, they're 3-1-1 against the spread. And granted, those were a little bit higher numbers. But like I said, I would love this to get to 7. So I wouldn't be surprised if I'm waking up Sunday morning taking 7 instead of 6.5. But yeah, I'll take the Commanders here.
Okay.
We are the Commanders. Bum, 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 bum. And what the fuck is that song? That's not even it.
We are farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
No, there's a song that they have.
It's left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
Yeah. Put one up for the lads.
All right, next we got the Jags at Steelers. Hopefully I'm hoping for a big Calvin Ridley game, but Dylan, get into your bet on this one.
Hear me out, boys. Spread's only 2.5. Steelers are underdogs at home. I don't think that's a good sign for the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars had a tough matchup last week against the shitty Saints. Don't let TJ Watt catch Trevor Lawrence in the backfield. This is my sack of the week, TJ Watt. We are hammering the sack of the week. It's happening. Trevor Lawrence is going down. He's already hurt. He's going to be coming off the injury, but he's still mobile. But TJ Watt, 1 sack, boom. Actually, I wonder if they've already got it up right now.
I'm on the game right now. Team props.
Oh, they only have Jags props right now. For sacks. That's right. But that's my second
of the week. Okay. And I know I said I'm hoping for a big week for Calvin Ridley, but the way he's been playing right now, I'm really strongly considering taking the under on his receiving yards, so under 51.5. And then I'm going to take Steelers money line because this seems like a game that they'd sneak away with.
Yeah, I mean, when they're underdogs at home, you're more than likely going to see the Steelers win.
Shit, give me a little parlay on this one. Jalen Warren touchdown.
Yeah, I realistically we'll see that he's going to do that.
You know, I'll probably die in this hill, and I don't know why, but these Steelers are so bad. But I think it's more of Tomlin, you know, telling all the fans to fuck off. And, you know, every year it's all Tomlin, get out, blah, 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 blah. And they all think he's such a bad coach. But why do you think you're winning games? It ain't because of your roster. I can guarantee you that. I mean, they got players on defense. But other than that, I think they are dog shit, personally. And I think they'll probably win this game, but I'm going to just take the Jags because I think they're rolling. I think they're rolling. That's the only reason why I'm going to take them. But, you know, Tomlin just keeps finding ways to win. That's all he does. But I will die betting against the Steelers, I guess. Fuck it. This season I lost. That was one of my losers last week. Was the Rams were winning all game, and then Tomlin finds the way to win. So I'll take the 2.5.
Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. Right. Speaking of the Rams, though, that's our next matchup. We got the Rams at Dallas Cowboys. Rams going in as the dogs on the road. Boys, are we feeling another big game from Puka? Or do you think this is Cooper Kupp written all over it?
I think that 100% you're taking the Rams underdog money line here. I mean, it's a pretty good line right now, plus 220. Yes, I think that Puka's going to have a good game. It might be a Cooper Kupp legacy game, though. I think that Cooper Kupp is going to go off, especially with all the Cowboys injuries. This could be a big, big matchup here. But I see the Rams going in there and winning 100%.
Okay. I am liking the spread, so I will tail you on that, sort of. I'll take the spread of plus 6.5 for the Rams. Give me Cooper Kupp, 70 yards, plus a Cooper Kupp, anytime touchdown.
Okay.
I said it last week, very high on the Rams, and they didn't come through for me. And I'm going to die on that hill. I like dying on the same hill you know, climb up there. You might as well die up there. So give them to me 6.5. Let's go. I would love to see them win so they get back to 500. Let's get rolling. Not the end of the world. 500. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to go out like a buster, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. We'll go ahead and do one more game, and then we'll take a quick break. We got Texans at Panthers. I'm trying to see what kind of props we got. Do we have any confidence this could be the Panthers' first win of the season?
No. I don't think that's coming until they play Atlanta at home. If that's not already happened, I can't remember. But I think that's the one they're going to walk away with. I think they'll go 1-16, but they'll get one win against Atlanta.
Okay.
But I do think we're going to hit the Nico Collins over 51 reception yards.
Okay. I'm definitely going to hammer the spread on this one. At -3, that's going to be easy. They'll hit that easily. And then go ahead and give me a Nico Collins touchdown and CJ Stroud 2 passing touchdowns.
I like it.
You're hammering it around, along with the rest of the public here. This is a heavily bet game for the public. With that being said, I would lean on the Texans, but since it's so heavily bet and with how things have been going, yeah, the sportsbook's going to win this one. I'm out.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. It kind of does have Sando written all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
Yeah, right now the odds are worse, meaning more negative for the Panthers to cover than the Texans to cover. It's minus 108 versus minus 112.
It means it's going to move.
I also don't like that the Panthers' money line is only plus 130.
Yeah.
It's going to go to 2.5 or 3.5. That's what that's telling us here. So if you like the 3, the field goal, might as well get on it now.
Yeah, that is true. But all right, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick. We'll be back with the rest of the games of the week. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown,
Nick Chubb! He's got a hat trick! You got to be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DT.
Are we ready? Well, all right, and we're back. All right, let's go ahead and get into this next game, boys. We got Vikings at Packers. They have this as a pretty even matchup. I don't know, boys. I'm feeling that the Vikings are going to have a ton of momentum going out throughout the rest of the season.
Hi.
Hmm?
Hi.
I don't know about Tide. I think that they're going to go the rest of the season with a bunch of momentum. Is Dylan froze on your screen?
No.
I think it's Tide.
Oh, you think this is going to be a tie?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No tie. I think the Vikings are going to fucking kill the Packers. I think Kirk goes back. I think that Addison is going to get 3 touchdowns, and he's going to just maul this receiving record. I think he's already going to surpass Tyreek Hill this week.
Receiving record?
No, there's no record, but Tyreek Hill has the most touchdowns right now, but I don't think it's by many. I think it's like 1. I think we're looking at 7 touchdowns versus 6 touchdowns right now.
I mean, in this game, I'll definitely take the over on Jordan Addison receiving yards. And I wish they had Cam Akers on here, because Cam Akers is going to be the one getting all the carries for the Vikings from now on, I feel like. He looked good that other night.
We have a Vikings 1-point spread here. I'm taking it all day.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that while you're at it.
I don't want to touch this one. I'm out. This has just got, you know, dog shit all over it.
There's a lot of dog shit games this week. This is the week of dog shit.
You're not wrong.
The next 3 games on this slate are just horrible.
Yeah, like we got and Jets at Giants. Ironic, because they play in the same stadium. I don't even want to touch this game.
Well, I do. I'm going to pick Jets money line for sure, but this game just looks horrible.
Yeah, this might be a lay the 150 and, you know, just clock in for a nice win, but yeah, I'm good on this one as well.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling the 1 o'clock time slot game for this one. Just seems like it's going to be a Sando of a game, and it's going to be one of those that finishes 13-10, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely taking the under in this game.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of scoring happening. Next, we got Falcons at Titans. This one I'm a little bit more tempted to go into, even though I'm borderline refusing to ever bet on the Falcons again, as long as Arthur Smith's there.
Rookie premier Will Levis take the over on interceptions.
Yeah, I might do that, honestly.
Don't bet on Bijan, though. He's blacklisted this week.
Yeah, definitely not. I might fire on Kyle Pitts a little bit. You know, I like that the man's been going. But go ahead and give me that Falcon spread, though, at -3. Yeah, I'm staying far away from Bijan. But yeah, go ahead and give me Kyle Pitts over 34 yards receiving. That's easy.
I would actually consider a Tyler Allgeier touchdown this game. Why not?
Yeah, I think that narrative about the Titans is pretty much gone. It used to be you don't run on the Titans, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who the fuck even are they? Like, it used to be Derrick Henry. That's who you were getting, but I don't know who you're getting out of them anymore, so I'm good on this one, too. I'll kick the feet up and, you know, enjoy this one without any action on it.
Yeah, a lot of these games at 1 o'clock are complete duds. And it sucks because the Browns don't play till four.
But that's okay.
We say that, but once we get into the witching hour, they're going to be absolute bangers. I'm telling you, it's how it works every time. But I'd rather just, you know, on some of these, just kick the good old feet up, enjoy the afternoon, get in the witching hour, and just say, let's see what happens. Let's see what shakes out here.
That's fair. What are you boys feeling about this game? Saints at Colts.
Well, with the way the Colts played against the Browns last week, I definitely like their odds, but the money line right now is so close. It's -112 to -108. Here's what I do like. It's a 1-point spread, and I already like the Colts to win the game. I think if they do win, they're going to win by more than 1 point.
Yeah, that's valid. Do you like any props in this game?
I do. I, you know, the problem with the Colts right now.
Sorry. That you got a Colts shirt on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm nervous about them is they're just so up and down. Like, Josh Downs is the main receiver, but Pittman had, what, 2 or 3 catches for 75 or some yards and got a touchdown. And then, you know, Zach Moss wasn't as active with the ball last week against us, but Jonathan Taylor had a good, you know, good game. Are we going to expect Taylor to be more involved? Because normally I'd say hammer the Jonathan Taylor touchdown, but I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the touchdown from him. I am feeling some Josh Downs receiving yards and maybe some Jonathan Taylor rushing yards, but I'm not feeling a anytime touchdown player in this one.
No.
Because yeah, if I'm being really honest, I might stay away from it. Other than maybe I would favor the Colts. Because I just think the Saints are that bad.
Yeah, I came off fire and it took like 4 games in a row, and then I've sat out 4 games in a row. So I'm going to sit this one out as well. Of a one sole fact, I do not like the Saints. I don't think their offense is anything that I want to be a part of. And I don't know what the hell the Colts are. Too many question marks for me. And I'll be sitting this one out as well.
That's fair. All right, next we got our Cleveland Browns visiting the Seattle Seahawks. Browns going in as dogs, especially without Deshaun Watson, even though I feel like that should make their odds better at this point right now. How are we feeling about the spread on this one?
Well, right now it's like 3.5 points. This game I could see being like a 27-24 or like a 31-28. So I could see that 3 points hitting. What I don't like is learning that betting against my favorite team doesn't go in my favor. So naturally, I'm going to want to pick the Browns money line over anything because I think we can beat Seattle. But
oh, you didn't, about playing you didn't on Monday.
What?
You didn't think we were going to win Monday. You said we had no shot.
I know. I know. I'm seriously looking at every angle of this game. And the only thing that I think they have over us is their home field advantage. I don't remember the last time we played out in Seattle, like as of late.
It's been a couple of years for sure.
And with PJ Walker, you hope that he comes out and plays decent. Our defense will play well. And like we've said before, if we even get 75% of what Geno is capable of, he'll probably throw it all over us. But I think we stop Kenneth Walker. I retract my statement for Monday. I think we are going to stop Kenneth Walker. It's going to be a Geno game. And we might actually see JSN turn up.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick straight to the money line on this one. I learned my lesson just betting even props for like my team. I'm just going to stick with money line on this one. It just makes it too brutal because I start yelling at my own team if they don't get enough yards.
Not too much fun. Excuse me. Not too much fun involved in that, is there? I mean, did you cover last week, Dylan?
When?
On the betting on the Browns?
No.
Oh. Yeah, see? Stick to the rules. Stick to the rules. Yeah, I'm a big Geno Smith guy. It's going to be a tough game for him for sure. Love to see this one low scoring as shit, because then I think that's the only way we win this game. There's no chance in fuck there. If it's another shootout like last week, we stand a chance. So just keep it low scoring. Just hit him in the mouth. Let's get after him early and often.
Yeah, no, I agree. Next, we got Bengals at 49ers. Bengals actually going in as the dogs. Dylan, I'll let you go first on this one.
Here's the thing. 49ers have lost two in a row. I don't know if I see them winning or losing three in a row. I really think that the Bengals are back. I think that they could show up and perform. But you got to imagine that these 49ers are pissed. They are banged up, but they're pissed. I don't see them losing to the Bengals.
That's fair. I think this is going to be, honestly, game of the week. It's tempting to take that Bengals money line because I do think they are playing better. And apparently Joe Burrow is 100% healthy, which I don't know how much I believe that. But my gut's telling me stick to the rules, stick to the law. You already know McCaffrey's going to get a touchdown at minimum.
Well, he got the record, so would this be the game he doesn't?
It's the Bengals. Nah, he'll get it.
But it's the sports book. How many people have been betting on this in a row?
I don't know. McCaffrey just seems like one of those motherfuckers that doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but it's not about McCaffrey. It's about the play call. Somebody has to make the decision to give him the ball.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know. I've just been so against, obviously we keep gambling, but I'm so against these sports books right now because I feel like something is corrupt in between all the, you know, like Austin Reeves last night, only taking 2 3 attempts the entire game, and his over under was 1.5 made threes, and he only makes one in the fourth quarter. Something just seemed wrong about that.
Did you watch the game at all last night, though?
Yes, I watched the whole game.
Anthony Davis just is a dud.
He drove.
I just think he's a pansy.
Yeah, and now LeBron's getting only 28 to 30 minutes. When was that announced? Like, I mean, we already talked about last week about how LeBron.
You guys there? Sorry about that, guys. My internet cut out in the middle of it. Hopefully this won't be an issue for too much longer, but back to that Bengals 49ers game. Dylan was
saying, we were talking mad shit on all your picks.
Jamar Chase,
not all my picks.
Jamar Chase, two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. Damn.
There you go, Jason. Here's your two touchdown bet.
Yeah, that's a good one. Brandon, I'll let you go, then I'll get into it because Dylan, you already went, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take a McCaffrey touchdown and go ahead and give me a I'll go ahead and take one Chase touchdown, but give me Joe Burrow throwing 300-plus yards.
Do I think the Bengals are going to win? Better question. Do I think the Niners lose three in a row? Probably not. If you recall back the first time I was on this show, go back then. I told you I like to climb up on hills and I like to die on those hills. I said the Bengals are going to start rolling. And the way they start rolling is Jamar Chase. I told you I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it simple. Give me the 3.5. But you know what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing a little sprinkle on my 4 o'clock parlay of Jamar Chase touchdown. All day long, he's going for like 150, two touchdowns. God bless all the fantasy owners out there. I wish I had them because they're going to be riding the shit out of them the rest of the year, and they're going to start rolling. So give me the 3.5. They might win the fucker outright, but I'm not taking that. But I'll take the 3.5.
Okay. I like that. I like that. All right, next we got Chiefs at Broncos. I think this is going to be an absolute landslide. Even though last time it wasn't, just got a feeling that it's not going to be as close this time. I'm going to go ahead and take Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. I feel like that's an easy bet. Taylor probably will be in attendance. Yeah, I don't really even want to touch this game other than Travis Kelce touchdown, though. Because money line, it's not even really worth putting anything on. I'll probably take the spread though at -7.
I like it.
What are you feeling, Jason?
It's going to me already. Yeah, I think there was a common theme with the Chiefs in the past that they would never cover, but I mean, they're starting to roll here. And when I mean roll, I mean cover the spread. You can win games, but good teams win, great teams cover. That's the bottom line. And they're starting to roll here, covering three out of the last four. And with that being said, I will sit this one out because they are going to be bet on a bunch. And I'm trying to stay away from those games this weekend because the public has been getting destroyed.
Only thing I'm touching in this game, aside from potentially the spread, Travis Kelce touchdown, like Brandon. But what I really would like to see, Jerick McKinnon touchdown. Last year, Jerick McKinnon was my dog. I bet Jerick McKinnon two touchdowns. Guess who it was against? The Denver Broncos. And it hit. Nice to have a little nostalgia this weekend. Maybe he'll get a touchdown.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Next game, we got Ravens at Cardinals. I'm just going to absolutely avoid this game.
This one here is a stinker. Ravens looked really good against the Lions last week. I'm so glad I didn't end up betting on the Lions money line. If they played that well against the Lions, don't bet against Lamar against these NFC teams. I see Lamar just kicking the shit out of these Cardinals.
Yeah, I came on here last week and I said they got to let Lamar run. I'm going to be honest, I don't even know if he ran at all. But I know he did score a touchdown, and my 4 o'clock slate touchdown score parlay will be Lamar Jackson, Jamar Chase, and we'll get real juicy here. Who's that little fucker from? No, that's just fucking dumb. Keep it simple, Kelce. That's what we're gonna do there, man. Yeah, they proved me wrong last week. Talked a little bit of shit. climbed up on that hill, but that's too big of a points for me to die on it, so I will be out.
That's fair.
But yeah, give me Lamar Jackson touchdown on my parlay.
Yeah, I can tell that. I can tell that.
I think I'm shooting for Zay Flowers touchdown this game. I think he's starting to get into a rhythm.
Sure is.
Yeah, I can see that. Next we got Sunday Night Football. Chicago Bears visiting the LA Chargers and their weird fan.
Do we have to watch this game?
I really don't care to.
I wish they could have flexed this out of the Sunday night slot.
Yeah, I wish this could have swapped with the Bengals and 49ers, honestly. Give them the primetime slot. But shit.
Is it weird that I don't think the Bears are far from winning this game? I really think that they're easily the big underdogs of the week against a good Chargers team. But Eckler is shit. You're relying on Justin Herbert's passing, which has been money for the most part, except for fourth quarters. So let's see what this D2 quarterback can do. Do we think Fields is coming back? I think he's out again, isn't he?
He'll probably be out again this game.
Yeah.
I really don't even know what to touch with this game. Other than maybe another big week from Foreman. I don't know if I'm really feeling anything from the Chargers other than maybe a Keenan Allen touchdown, but I'm not even really feeling that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe get some Joshua Palmer action in there. But for Sunday Night Football, this is rough. Definitely running, sprinting away from that spread. 8.5 is gross. But I'm at the same time, I'm kind of with you, Dylan. I kind of am not against, just taking a blind throw at the fucking Bears money line just for shits and gigs. Let it ride out.
Never know.
I feel like it'd be a waste of money, but it could also not be a waste of money.
It's not a waste of money if you're earning valuable player points.
That's true. That's fair.
Gotta keep that in mind now.
You got to think about the player points, Brandon.
Got to.
That's fair.
Talking trip to the Bahamas, free TV, a lot of shit you can get from player points. I'm telling you right now, you're not losing money at all.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, got to bet the prime time. Give me Keenan Allen touchdown. That's all I got to say about that. Brandon Staley's fucked.
Yeah.
And the Bears fucked. Keenan Allen touchdown.
I was going to say, you got fucked and you got more fucked. So, pick your poison on that one.
Keep it simple. Go to the playmaker. Give me a touchdown. Call it a day.
Fair. Next game, we got Raiders at Lions. I'm not going to lie. I'm not too excited for this game. Even though I've been riding the Lions all season, I'm definitely going to go ahead and take. I don't even know if I want to take that spread. Seems like a game that they might struggle a tad with. Even though it's the fucking Raiders. But go ahead and give me money line for the Lions. And Jared Goff, 275 passing yards. Make it interesting.
I'm here for it. I think you take the over in St. Brown reception yards, take the Lions money line, and you want to get cute. Maybe even do something nice for Laporta. Pick his over in the receptions. But I don't think that this is going to be a fun game to watch. I think it's going to be Detroit the whole game, which I'll like. Raiders suck. I don't really care to watch Garoppolo and the boys, although I don't know if Garoppolo's even back yet.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing in this game.
Yeah. So, Lions all the way.
Yeah, man, what the actual fuck with these primetime games recently? What the actual fuck?
They really fucked up on these games this week.
It used to be that Thursday nights were dog shit, Sunday nights were great, Monday nights were great. It's recently been the other way around. I mean, this is fucking dog shit.
We're getting... Yeah, it used to be Thursday night, you know, you get your bullshit out of the way, get some football, get people excited for a better Sunday than Thursday. Now this is just bullshit.
I mean, goddamn, give me a game where I can pick a side that's not a full touchdown. It's been that way for like the past. So Monday night, Niners full touchdown. Sunday night, what was that? That was actually like set up to be a good game, so I'll give them that.
Yeah, that was, Eagles and Dolphins.
Yeah, set up to be a good game, really wasn't. Thursday night was king. I mean, that was a good game down to the wire. But then you look back at the week before, it's the same goddamn shit. I mean, give me a game where we could take a side here. So we're going to do a little bit different angle here. We're going to take first quarter betting. It's called on Caesars. So you can bet Vegas, tie, or Detroit. And I will be on Detroit, and it's minus 140. Put a little something on that just to win some money. And then while you're watching the game, you're live betting the shit out of it. You know, next player to score a touchdown. You know, you got the free money to do it. So take the first quarter three-way, the Lions, and we're live betting the shit out of it with that money that we won, because who gives a shit? We won it. It's going back anyways. It's just ammo. If it ain't a hando, it's ammo. We'll take the ammo and win some more fucking ammo. I mean, shit.
Exactly.
You never know. I could win a Sando and a Grando at the same damn time.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, fuck it. You're not wrong. This is a game that you just straight up just live bet.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do that by winning the first bet, and it will all be free. That's my strat.
Okay.
I hope it hits.
God bless.
Well, all right, boys. That's gonna do it for this episode. Unless one of you boys had something else you wanted to say before we close it out.
I just wanted to say, make sure you gamble responsibly and call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're a degenerate just trying to gamble for a 43-inch TV.
Earn valuable player points.
We'll see you next week.
God bless. Peace.